Hey there, welcome back to the Tacos and Tattoos podcast. So as you may know, I have been back in my old stomping grounds in the Columbia River Gorge for the last 3.5 weeks. Tomorrow is within 24 hours, like in the next 24 hours, I will be arriving to the airport to catch my plane to back home to Mexico. But this weekend, I was driving around doing some filming for Facebook ads for a client that just hired me. He has a landscaping design company, and he was having me go around to these different projects that he had done over the last few years and filming some of the settings, you know, the scenery. And this one was up in Mosier, and I drove past this trailhead and had this crazy flashback memory. So I wanted to share this with you because I thought it was so incredibly interesting how these strong emotions can be attached to memories that we have. And so the story goes like this. I started dating after leaving my ex-fiance. He was a crazy narcissist, and I was so starved for love that I had been Tinder dating, and I was single at the time. It was Halloween. I think it was the Halloween party or right around Halloween of 2018. And I was dancing, and it was like, oh my gosh, I was just one of those moods where I didn't want to go home, and I never drink excessively, so I'd probably had one or two vodka cranberries, which was my drink of choice in my mid to late 20s. And this guy comes up to me and he is like, hi. And I was like, hey. And we just started having this conversation. His name was Wes, and I knew him. And I thought it was like the craziest thing. I had started learning about the law of attraction, and I had started applying it to my life. And there was this guy that I had met back in 2016 at a, it might have been 2015 or 2016. I was selling these multi-level marketing company hair clips. They were called Lola Rose. And I was at a like spring festival thing selling them. And this guy had come up to me and started talking to me there, and his name was Wes, and he was a chainsaw carving artist, and he had given me this little pine tree, like a fir tree, and it was painted green. You know, the tree was painted green, the base was painted brown. It was like, I don't know, maybe 18 inches long. It was so cute. And he never asked me for my number or anything. He just was small talking it up. And then he gave me this tree, and he's at the end, and he was like, oh, this tree didn't sell and it needs a good home, and I thought you could give it a good home. And it was so sweet. He gave me this tree. So anyway, that was that. And I never saw him again. And when I separated from my ex, I always thought about him when I saw that tree, because I'd kept this long. I was like, oh, the guy was so nice. I wonder where he's at. And here I am at River City Bar. The band had just ended. It's probably like 1:32 in the morning. You know, they're closing up and kicking us all out. And this guy named Wes comes up, and I was like, oh my God, are you? I was like, what do you do? And he's like, I'm an artist. I'm like, are you a chainsaw artist? And he's like, yes. And I was like, oh my gosh, I know you. And I told him the story. So anyway, that was in October. We exchanged numbers, but he actually never sent me a message until November, like mid-November. He sent me a message, and we were small talking it through text, and he didn't have the nerve to ask me out until January 1st. So January 1st, we went for a hike, and he was 30 minutes late, which should have been the first red flag, along with the fact he didn't message me for months. And so we started dating from that time on, and we ended up dating for 10 months. And it got to the point where he was a starving artist. He was always broke. Like, it didn't work out very well. And I was thinking about breaking up with him because I just felt so like, this cannot be my life, where my boyfriend lives with me in my tiny apartment that I built. He can't hold a job. He doesn't make any money, never has money to go out, nothing. Not even to travel. Like, it was just so bad. He had such deep-seated money issues. And I was starting to pull away and he could feel it. And I was like trying to get the courage to break up with him. But breakups were always like the hardest thing in the world for me because I didn't know it at the time, but I had an anxious attachment style. And he came home one day and was like being weird and he broke up with me. He broke up with me that night as I was contemplating breaking up with him. He's the only guy that's ever broke up with me. And it set me into a spiral. I was so upset that he didn't want to be with me when I was the one supporting us. I was the one with all the energy. I was like, who am I if this guy's going to break up with me? And so I would call him all the time because also in a really hard space because my narcissistic ex had just hit, like stuck me with a $25,000 tax debt. Like it was just, I was in a bad place, like mentally and physically and everything. My life was just a mess. And this relationship was kind of like some sort of stability for me. And so when I no longer had it, I was just like really spiraling. So I'd call him all the time, message him. And I remember I was like, come on, can we just go for a hike one more time? And he's like, yeah, let's go for this hike in Mosier. And we went on this trail, and this is the trail I drove past this weekend that brought up this memory. And I remember us going on that trail and me just wanting to hold him and be held because I was just like such a mess. I was crying and oh my God, it was so, so dramatic. And again, this was like in October because we had gotten together in January and he broke up with me in October. Like late October, so it was cold and and I just remember him holding me, but I could tell he didn't want to be there with me. He didn't want to, but he was felt bad because I was so upset that he broke up with me. And the day after that, I called him. The day after that hike, I called him and he's like, you know, I really thought when I broke up with you, I wouldn't have to talk to you so much. And I remember that was just like the ultimate slap in the face because here's this guy who went back to living with his parents, drove a 1984 blood red creeper van and had nothing to his name, was 5 years older than me. I think I was 29, he was 34. He couldn't hold a job and here he is telling me, I really thought I wouldn't have to talk to you so much. I want away from you. And I was like, oh my God, I'm acting crazy. So I came across this book called Attached. And it's the book that changed my life. And it helped me realize why I was acting so crazy about this guy that I wanted to break up with him. It was a blessing he broke up with me before I broke up with him because I didn't want to be with him, but I was felt so guilty breaking up with him. I knew I'd be so anxious. This like I had this like anxiety that would come up from within me that just didn't make any sense at all. And you know, logically, I was like, I don't even want to be with him. I'm so excited to be single. Like, my life's going to move on. But I was so upset about this breakup. And it was because of the anxious attachment style. And that was what that guy made me aware. And I'm so grateful for these memories, but they're also so equally painful and embarrassing because I'm just like, who was that girl? Who was that girl that spent weeks being sad about this guy who didn't even really want to, couldn't step up and be a better version of him for the relationship and ultimately chose to stay small versus rise with me. So I'm so thankful to him for that period of time in my life because it was so necessary and it really did catapult me into this season of healing. The season of like destruction of the old version of myself and the season of healing and becoming. It was a great stepping stone. And so all relationships are teachers. And I learned so much from him. And maybe he listens to my podcast once in a while. Maybe he doesn't. But if I ever saw him one day, again, I still haven't seen him. We don't hang out the same places. And I bet he still doesn't have money to go out. But if I did see him, I'd be like, hey, thank you so much for those lessons that you taught me because it really catapulted me into the season of self-discovery and learning and ultimately to the great place that I am right now. And I'm so honored that I have this story to share with you all right now. So just, if you have had those crazy moments in your life, just know that like it is possible to move through them and to become a better person and change and learn from them. So By the time you hear this episode, I will be back in Mexico, back home. I am so excited for that. And I appreciate you listening in. As always, if you like what you're hearing, please, please, please go and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, wherever, Spotify, wherever you're listening to us. It really helps us in the world of algorithms and outreach. So go leave us a review and let us know how we are doing.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.